Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the broadcast. This is the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, sitting in for Alex today on this Wednesday, March 6th, 2013. Yes, Hugo Chavez is dead. At least his physical body is dead. His soul is no doubt rotting someplace where he's inhaling a lot of sulfur right now. And we're going to be talking about that on the show today, of course. Plus, we're hoping to get Max here in the studio. He's an InfoWars employee from Venezuela to give us some, you know, really well-informed perspective on the death of Chavez. And I know in America everybody says Chavez, but in South America it's Chavez, so that's the pronunciation I'm going with. But anyway, there are a lot of implications for this, and there are a lot of parallels to what is happening in America today. Parallel to what Chavez did to Venezuela since, 1998. So we're going to talk about those parallels and how the American economy has been invaded with a cancer in the same way that Chavez, his body was invaded with cancer, and how socialism is a cancer. And in addition to that, we got a lot of great guests coming up today. Now, the guest segments are going to be relatively short, because we've got so much news coming in. And in the third hour, we've got two special reports and some interesting dialogue with InfoWarriors David Knight and Aaron Dykes, who will be in studio with me here. That's the third hour. Before then, we've got Liz Reitzig with an update on the raw milk public debate in Maryland. Just a quick update from her at the bottom of this hour. We've got James Stewart popping in with a success story of victory, entrepreneurial victory versus state tyranny. He is the raw milk man from California that they threw in jail for selling fresh milk, or actually not even selling it, just distributing it at a pickup point in Los Angeles, and he has found a way to achieve victory against that tyranny. We'll have him on at the top of the next hour. We've also got Dr. Len Saputo joining us for some updates about vaccine damage of babies and why the system wants you to inject your children with mercury, formaldehyde, MSG, and aluminum. It's all in vaccines admitted by the CDC. So all of that news coming up today. Plus, check this out. This is huge news. Paul Joseph Watson, story up on InfoWars.com right now. Media portrays DHS ammo purchases as a conspiracy theory. Yeah. No, the DHS isn't buying 1.6 billion rounds of ammo, or I think it's up to 2 billion now. No, DHS isn't buying 7,000 full-auto assault rifles, as we already wrote about and exposed from their public bids. And no, according to Media Matters, DHS isn't even buying 2,700-plus armored assault vehicles to be deployed on the streets of America. No, this is all just imaginary. It's all imaginary. There are no bullets. There are no guns. There are no assault vehicles. It's just purely a conspiracy theory. It's just your imagination. And I'm relieved. I'm relieved because it means that we can all just buy imaginary bulletproof vests now to be safe, so that all those on the radical left out there who think this is imaginary, when the bullets start flying your way, all you need is an imaginary ballistic vest. It will protect you. That's right. And when they round you up and throw you in the imaginary FEMA camp, you can imagine that you're somewhere else. You can imagine you're in an Obama-mania utopia. How's that sound? Use your imagination. That's what it's there for. And hey, I'm going to sell an imaginary preparedness course for the radical left so that you can imagine that you're prepared, but not really. How's that sound? Imaginary preparedness course. Much more news straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back with all this news and more.
Hello. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officers said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, this is the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining us today. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex, who has the week off. But he's calling all of us and filling us in and filming videos. In fact, he shot a video last night on the death of Hugo Chavez, and that's up at Infowars.com, so check out that video. Obviously, we're going to be covering the death of Chavez here today, so if you're interested in that, stay tuned. We're going to try to get Max in studio here. Max is an Infowars employee who is from Venezuela to get some in-depth perspective on that issue. But as I wrote last night, Hugo Chavez, even though he is dead, the great cancer of socialism continues to spread. So this is the really sad thing. Not that Chavez is dead. That's probably something worthy of a celebration for all who believe in human rights and liberties and justice in Venezuela. The real issue is that his philosophies continue to spread like a cancer tumor. And his philosophies, which are, of course, centralized control, total government corruption, government taking over private industry, no more private ownership of businesses, all of this, incredible corruption, incredible poverty, incredible centralized command control economy, that philosophy is now invading America. Well, it has been for many years, And we'll talk about that in more detail here on the show. But let me give you the rundown of what's coming up here for the next 3 hours here on the Alex Jones Show. We've got Liz Reitzig popping in for a few minutes with an update, a live update. She's about to give testimony in the state of Maryland on raw milk freedom, food freedom issue there. She's going to give us a quick update of what's happening. We've got James Stewart popping in from California on his entrepreneurial victory against the state tyranny there. They tried to shut him down for selling farm fresh milk. Now, this whole show isn't about food, by the way, but those two just happen to coincide today. We've got Dr. Len Saputo joining us to talk about GMOs and vaccine-damaged babies and how the system wants you to keep injecting your babies with lobotomizing heavy metals, including mercury, and, of course, there's also MSG and formaldehyde in those vaccines. And then in the third hour, sort of the bonus round here on the show, we've got David Knight joining us at 1 o'clock with some special reports, and also Aaron Dykes jumping in at 1:30. So it's a packed show. I'm going to try to take some calls during the Len Saputo segment. That's at 12:30 Central. So I'll open up the phones at that point for some calls. But until then, we're just going to run down the breaking news. Now, we're waiting on Max to get in here to give us a breakdown on Chavez, so I'm going to save the Hugo Chavez story for later. Let's go to this story right now, which I mentioned before the break, but not all stations carry that. Paul Joseph Watson has a blockbuster news story on Infowars.com. Media portrays DHS ammo purchases as conspiracy theory. This is, of course, from Media Matters, which is an Obama administration mouthpiece. Now, here's the deal. If you're a regular listener of this show, you know that the federal government has purchased over 1.6 billion rounds of ammo. They're stockpiling ammo like never before. It's an arms race. It's actually up to 2 billion if you're keeping track. And we've shown you the documents from the bid contracts with the actual numbers right there. It's all out in the open. We've shown you that DHS is purchasing 7,000 full auto assault rifles as well, and it calls them personal defense weapons, by the way. That's interesting. We've shown you, and more recently, that DHS is retrofitting 2,700 armored vehicles. These are really armored assault vehicles. They're not tanks, but because they don't have a turret, but they're armored vehicles for moving assault teams around, and they are to be deployed in the United States on the streets of America. Now, the liberal media, I guess liberal is even the wrong word. It's the radical left media, the White House controlled media, says that all of this is made up, that it's a complete conspiracy theory. The Associated Press even did a story on this, which just said that the bullet buys are a conspiracy, or that it's misleading, and they don't give any reason why. Or they say, well, yeah, they're buying the bullets, but the government just wants to save money. You don't save money buying things that you don't need, okay? So if they're buying all of this, they intend to use it. There's a lot of ammo. 1.6 billion rounds, or 2 billion now, thousands of assault rifles, thousands of assault vehicles, and this is just the stuff we know about. Imagine the stuff that we don't know about. But the left says this is all imaginary. So as I was joking before the break there, wow, that makes our job very simple, very easy to prepare. Since I guess all of this is imaginary, we could just, to defend against, imaginary tyranny, we could just buy imaginary ballistic vests. Wouldn't that be great? Or if you want to grow your own food, you could buy imaginary seeds or how about imaginary food for your food preparedness? And I was even thinking I should produce a how to imagine you're prepared course. How about that? How to imagine that you're prepared for anything, and it doesn't cost you a dime to gather all this stuff because it's all imaginary. And so when the government breaks out its imaginary ammo and its imaginary guns and comes into your town, rolls in with its imaginary assault vehicles, you can whip out your imaginary defenses and you can grow food with your imaginary seeds. And after you take the course, if a friend asks you, are you prepared? You can say, I imagine I am. Yes, yes, indeed. I imagine I'm fully prepared against all the imaginary stuff. But obviously, this is all very real. hardware is real. Bullets are real. Lead, you know, I checked. Lead is on the table of elements. It's actually an element. It's as physical as it gets in this reality. So, in fact, lead is quite dense, and if it's headed your way, you don't want to just imagine that you're moving out of the way. You want to get out of the way. You want to get prepared. So to all of those on the left who are lying to you and saying that this is all imaginary, I can only say I hope your imagination continues to work when the bullets are aimed at you. You know, because that's where this is all headed. And we'll talk about Chavez, and we'll talk about Stalin and Mao and Hitler and the history of tyrants throughout human history who have always inevitably tried to control power and try to dominate their people using weapons that are very real, hardware that is very real. It is not imaginary. It is not delusional. It is not a conspiracy theory. This is human history repeating itself. Why is the government arming up? It's not my imagination to tell you. It's because the government anticipates needing to deploy that hardware on the streets of America. There you go. God forbid the Associated Press actually would tell the truth and say such a thing. Anyway, check out that story on Infowars.com. Let's go to some other news. Other breaking news. Will you be required to turn in your guns to receive health care in America? This is a story from yesterday. A state rep says that you might have to surrender your guns for Obamacare. This is another story by Paul Joseph Watson. And let's see, I'm not catching what state he is from. Oh, Montana. Here it is. Montana lawmaker Creighton Kearns warns that when he's trying to pass a bill that would prevent a healthcare provider from refusing service to a person who refuses to provide information about their firearms ownership, because this is where this is headed. Someday in the future, you go into the hospital, you need treatment, you had an accident, a car accident, a broken bone, an infection, whatever, and they say, oh, yeah, we'll treat you, but you got to turn in your Ruger. You got to turn in your Remington. You got to bring your bullets. And at that point, I guess you could tell them, you could just hand over empty air and say, here's my imaginary bullets, because that's just like Department of Homeland Security. It's all imaginary. All my guns are imaginary, so here they are. And then they can then, in turn, give you imaginary health care, which is really what the whole system is, because it's not health care, it's disease management. They give you pharmaceuticals, and they get you to think, to imagine that you're getting a treatment, when in fact, you're just being poisoned by the pharmaceuticals. Think about it. Vaccines are imaginary vaccines because they don't protect you from the flu. They don't. In fact, I've got another story here today about how vaccines cause narcolepsy. Vaccines are imaginary medicine. It's even more fringe than the skeptics say homeopathy is. It's so bizarre. Anyway, there you go. If you want health care, you might be required to turn in your guns. Check this out. Eric Holder. Drone strikes against Americans on U.S. soil are legal, he says. This is in response to a query from Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, of course. And in his letter answering Senator Paul, Eric Holder says that he thinks it's completely legal to have drone strikes against American citizens on U.S. soil. And here's his language. He says, it is possible, I suppose, to imagine an extraordinary circumstance. Here he is imagining again. They really love all this imagining, don't they? To imagine a circumstance in which it would be necessary and appropriate under the Constitution, he says, what a joke, under the Constitution? Of the United States for the president to authorize the military to use lethal force within the territory of the United States. Do you realize that there are at least five traitorous implications or statements in this statement from Eric Holder? I mean, this is grounds for being arrested for sedition against America. I mean, you can't use the military in the United States. The president alone cannot declare who to assassinate. This is not under the Constitution. I mean, this guy is off his rocker. But he says, he insists that you can use drone strikes against American citizens on U.S. soil. That is now official. So all of those who made fun of Alex Jones saying they're going to use drones to come after you in America, all of you Media Matters and people out there, you owe Alex Jones an apology. Eric Holder just said Alex Jones was right. All right? That's a fact. It's not my imagination. That's a fact. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed.
Thank you for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show.
The war is over.
This is Mike Adams filling in today for Alex. Thank you for continuing with us. Much more straight ahead. I just can't believe that we live in a country where the Attorney General, who is supposed to be the person who upholds the law, the top law defender of the country, says that the government, that one man, the president, can decide to kill an unlimited number of American people on U.S. soil with no due process, no charges ever being levied against you, no rights, no attorney, not even a trial by jury, man. I mean, you talk about tyranny. This is the very definition of it that the attorney general would say, yeah, we can kill anybody at any time for any reason, and we don't need to tell you why. We don't need to produce any evidence why. Is that not the definition of tyranny? Is that not a total criminal violation of the U.S. Constitution? Is that not government gone completely awry? I mean, come on. Come on, wake up, people. Wake up and smell the tyranny. In some other news, some good news for a change, check this out. Military acupuncture is a big deal. Many of you have probably never heard of this, but I've been tracking this because, of course, you know, I'm the health ranger. I follow alternative health. Acupuncture, you know how our soldiers are being killed by all of these SSRIs and all these psychotropic drugs, and they're committing suicide in huge numbers, and their brains are being fried by these drugs, and then they're being diagnosed with PTSD and denied their rights when they come home. Well, there's an alternative to that, and it's acupuncture and a process called cupping, which is actually part of traditional Chinese medicine, cupping, where they actually use little vacuum cups, and they can pull toxins right out of the body through the skin. It turns out that there's a military acupuncture is being tested here in Texas at some military bases, and it's being used in a limited role on the battlefield right now. And it works. That's the amazing thing. No side effects, no drugs, it doesn't cause psychosis, it doesn't promote suicides, it's virtually painless, it's easy, it's totally safe. Military acupuncture, I want to just encourage you all to use this term, to think about this. This is the way to protect our soldiers. Treat them with medicine that doesn't cause them to commit suicide. Military acupuncture works, and cupping works. And there's another angle on all of this. Because rights of soldiers are being taken away now when they return back to the USA, if they've ever been diagnosed with PTSD, when soldiers are now facing any kind of counseling or even just talking to a doctor in the field, soldiers are now refusing to talk about any symptoms, any problems, anything at all, because they know they're going to be diagnosed with PTSD and stripped of their rights. And I don't blame them. If I was a soldier out there, I would keep my lips sealed as well. I'd keep my trap shut and would not say that, oh, I'm, you know, whatever they might be feeling out there, if they have thoughts of anger or whatever they have, or aggression or regret or anything, I wouldn't say anything either, because they're going to put that on your record and they're going to use that to take away your rights, your firearms, and who knows what else, maybe your First Amendment rights someday. So we got to treat our soldiers, our active duty soldiers, and our veterans better in this country. And that means don't drug them up. Let's use things that actually work, like military acupuncture. That's something you probably never heard of, but it's actually working. So let's hope that continues to gain some steam throughout the military. All right, check this out. Freedom license plate is banned in Washington, D.C. This is out of the Examiner, Washington. The word freedom is on the list of banned vanity license plates because you can't have somebody driving around Washington, D.C. with such profane obscenity on their car as the word freedom. That's not allowed in the capital of this nation. Can't have the word freedom. You also cannot have the word Ron Paul. It's also banned, according to this article. So no freedom. There is no freedom in Washington. Well, we already knew that. And Ron Paul is banned as a license plate. I think we should give that license plate to Ron Paul, like the domain name. We should give Ron Paul ronpaul.com. I mean, come on, guys. What's going on there? Give him the freaking domain. It's his name. We should all get together, buy Ron Paul a new pickup truck, and put Ron Paul on the license plate. How's that? He deserves it. All right, more bad news about nightmare bacteria from the CDC. They are spreading the alarm on this new bacteria, the CRE bacteria. It's carbapenem-resistant bacteria that is resistant to all the hardcore antibiotics. It's invading our hospitals, killing patients. And guess what? Medicine has no defense whatsoever against this bacteria because they've abused antibiotics year after year after year, creating this situation. A lot more straight ahead. Stay with us. This is the Alex Jones Show, and we'll be right back after this break with a lot more.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It's apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scarring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Oh, that was a brilliant video that if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv and you saw that video, absolutely brilliant. John Bound put that together for the Death Race 2000 little satire bit there. It was showing a first-person shooter game with the targets. Remember the targets of women and children, even pregnant women, that were sold by that company that got exposed here on the Alex Jones show? Well, John Bound had put those targets into the first-person shooter game as if it was really Death Race 2000 and you're getting points for you know, bagging women and children and old men, which, of course, is what that movie was all about. Just a brilliant piece of graphics. I tell you, the graphics team here is amazing, and it's not just one person. It's like five people here are all graphic geniuses. It's quite amazing. So anyway, be sure to check that out. You can join up and see all the video of this at prisonplanet.tv. Now, joining us for just a few minutes, a quick update by phone, live from the scene of where testimony is being given today in Maryland, is Liz Reitzig. She is, of course, one of the key leaders on the issue of raw milk freedom. She was part of the Raw Milk Freedom Riders and has been engaged in a lot of activism on the side of food freedom and milk choice freedom in America. I can't even believe we have to have this conversation, but raw milk continues to be illegal in most states. So Liz is joining us today. She's about to give testimony. Liz, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, Mike. Thanks so much for having me on. It's great to be here.
Oh, well, thanks for joining us, and thanks for keeping me posted and in the loop on all of this. You're about to give testimony. I've got a copy of it in my hands, but give us the breakdown of what's going on there and what are you going to say?
Well, basically, CowShares, which is a valid way for people to obtain raw milk, have been criminalized in Maryland for the past 7 or 8 years. And there is a bill in the legislature this session that would repeal that and reinstate CowShares in Maryland. And this is such a great option for people like me who live in the suburbs. I can't get my own cow, but I could get a cow and board it at a friend's farm and then get the milk from that animal. So this, if this bill goes through, this is a great way to revitalize the Maryland rural economies and get raw milk back to Maryland consumers from Maryland farmers.
Well, that's very important, Liz, but I got to ask you, how could Maryland have even outlawed cow shares in the first place? Doesn't every human being have the right to engage in a contract? You can own a share of a condo. You can own a share of a company. That's called buying stock. How could they have criminalized owning a share of a cow? Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, what they did is the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, they changed the definition of sale of raw milk. So currently, before that, sales of raw milk were illegal. And they just altered the definition to include cow share arrangements or any animal, dairy animal share arrangements to make that illegal as well. They just changed the definition of sale to include those.
Wow.
And so, of course, a lot of the farmers who would do cow shares are also, they also have larger dairies that sell to co-ops and whatnot. So the threat of being shut down and just being destitute financially keeps them from actually engaging in the contractual arrangements known as cow shares.
So I assume there's a lot of support for the repeal of that very bad, ill-conceived law. I know you're testifying, but tell us about the nature of the support today. Are there lots of people there to testify with you, or what's going on?
Well, there are a tremendous number of people in support, but unfortunately, we are getting hit with our only snowstorm of the entire season today. So a lot of people who are planning to be here in person are snowed in, and they're submitting their written testimony to the committee.
So oh, wow.
They will still be heard. And it's officially in the record. They just won't be here in person.
Well, how appropriate, since the entire criminalization of raw milk is such a snow job to begin with, I guess.
Right.
Nature is unfortunately interfering with your ability to repeal that. When is a decision expected based on all of this testimony?
Well, the hearing is today, and then usually the committee votes like anywhere from 3 days to a couple of weeks after the hearing.
Uh-huh.
And then if it gets referred out of committee positively, like if enough members vote yes in favor of it, then it will go to the whole House here in Maryland. And then if it gets voted favorably out of the House, it'll cross over to the Senate and go through the same process there. So it's still got several steps that it needs to go through in order for this to become decriminalized.
Wow. So
to see this happen, and if not, we're just hoping to see a lot of awareness built around the issue and for more people to look at the issue and start engaging directly with their local farmers.
So there are a lot of opportunities for the dairy industry to still intervene and make sure that this doesn't get repealed.
Right, and they will be here today testifying in opposition, as well as the health department.
So the dairy industry, just to be clear, I mean, I don't know what the case is there locally, but in other states, I've seen the dairy industry be very, very aggressive at trying to monopolize the market of milk by, you know, criminalizing raw milk, fresh milk, and making sure that everybody has to buy their pasteurized, homogenized, factory-produced product. Is that, how bad is that situation in Maryland?
Oh, it's awful in Maryland. In the past, about about 20 years, we've lost over 500 dairies. We're down to only 496 right now, which is it's dismal. And the prediction from the dairy industry itself is that we're going to continue to lose dairy farms, and they're going to the ones that are going to survive are going to continue to be subsidized by federal old tax dollars. And their continued recommendation is to keep banning raw milk. So here we have the solution to the dairy failure problem, and they're saying, no, don't do it. It's reminiscent of, like, you know, propping up a horse and buggy industry after the car comes on the market.
Yeah. Incredible. Did you mention earlier that the name of the department there is called the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene? Is that correct?
That's correct. That's the name of our health department here. In
Mental
Maryland.
Hygiene. What?
That's right.
Is that like cleaning your mind of any aberrant thoughts? What is mental hygiene?
Well, I've heard it translated as brainwashing.
Well, that's exactly what it is. Wow, the Department of Mental Hygiene. That should be in the novel 1984. I mean, we should retroactively put that in the novel. The Department of Mental Hygiene, cleansing you of all dirty thoughts such as individual ideas. Or fresh milk from a farm. Oh, my God, what a terrible thing. So
right. And just one of the most important things to take away from this, and that what I'm going to be asking the committee members to take away from this, is that currently peaceful individuals are being criminalized for normal, natural, peaceful human behavior, whether it's transporting raw milk across state lines or the farmers that want to offer cow shares. This is criminal activity, but it's a very peaceful activity. And so I'm going to be asking them to look at it in that context and to stop criminalizing our peaceful lives.
Well, and can you remind them that it's legal in Cuba to do this? It's legal to sell fresh milk in communist China, in North Korea. You know, I mean, come on. America, land of the free, you can't buy and sell fresh milk from a farm? And that our country was raised on raw milk. I mean, come on.
That's right. I mean, it's completely backwards right now. It really is.
Well, apparently, Liz, you have not had enough mental hygiene. So you need some more mental hygiene therapies. Give us your website so that people can, you know, stay tuned in to your blogs and everything.
Well, I'm working with the Farm Food Freedom Coalition currently, so it's farmfoodfreedom.org. But we don't have updates on the specific legislation on that site. But if you go to realmilk.com, they have a section about what's going on in each state, and I'm pretty sure they'll be covering it as well.
All right, realmilk.com.
It's also a great way for anybody out there who wants to connect to their local milk sources or other local food sources. It's a great resource for that, realmilk.com.
Well, Liz, you're an amazing activist and a great spokesperson. Thank you for joining us today, and thank you for your testimony in Maryland. Keep us posted on the outcome, okay?
Well, thank you so much, Mike.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you, Liz. Well, there goes Liz Reitzig. Farmfoodfreedom.org. Wow. I mean, isn't that amazing? An amazing commentary on the state of America today, where we can't even buy and sell raw milk without being raided at gunpoint and going to prison and being considered a felon. I mean, it's unbelievable. I can't believe that I have to sit here and talk about that. Of all the things that we should be talking about, I'd love to be talking about food self-reliance, how to grow your own food supply. I'd love to be talking about, you know, consciousness and the nature of reality. But we got to talk about the criminalization of raw milk. It drives me nuts. All right, let's move on to some other news. But real quick, guys, do we have Max wrangled in here yet? Okay, all right. Max is still AWOL at the moment. we're going to talk about Chavez, okay, and Venezuela and socialism, but we wanted to get Max in here to talk about that. We may run out of time because we've got guests coming up for the next hour, but you guys just let me know. In fact, if he shows up, yeah, they told me that he's sobbing at the very, very sad death of the tyrant Chavez, and can you get him some more tissue, clean him up, give him some mental hygiene, and then we can get him in here. How about that? When he shows up, just bring him on in here. I don't care if you interrupt. Let's just go on to some other news. Yeah, the sound effects with it was it like a 5-second delay? All right. Let me just say this about Chavez while we're trying to wrangle in Max. Chavez is part of this cult of what I call giggling control freaks. All right. These giggling control freaks are trying to take over the world. They think everything is so funny. Oh, there are no bullets. There are no armored vehicles. There are no assault rifles. They think it's so funny. Oh, Piers Morgan, why don't you just pop around into Alex Jones? It's so funny. Do it in uniform, too. Isn't it hilarious, they think? Everything's so funny to them. These giggling control freaks. All right, enough of the giggling control freaks. That was, but that's who's running the system, all right? And it's these people that want to run everything, every little detail of your life. And Chavez was just one of them. And he wasn't the worst, you know. I admit, you know, Kim Jong-un is probably way worse than Chavez. It's a spectrum, okay? You've got Kim Jong-un on the far, far, far extreme radical left. And then you've got Chavez sort of not quite as far left, but still pretty far left. And then you've got, you know, Obama right in there with the Chavez crowd. And, you know, you've got, you know, China, communist China's over there. And then on the complete opposite end of the spectrum on the liberty side, you've got like Thomas Jefferson. Okay, that's the complete opposite. But these giggling control freaks are driving me nuts. I just want to run everything in your life. And it's like, hi, I'm Mrs. Bossy Pants. I'm Mrs. Bossy Pants, and I'm here to tell you how to run your life and what to eat and what to think and what to drink, and we're going to engage in some mental hygiene because I'm Mrs. Bossy Pants, the Department of Homeland Security. Well, I guess in that case it would be like, the Department, I'm Janet Napolitano, the Department of Homeland Security. I'm Mrs. Bossy Pants, and here joining us today is Mrs. Smarty Pants. She's the economic advisor for running the Fed. And so I'm Mrs. Bossy Pants, and we have Smarty Pants, and also here for the public hygiene department, we have Mrs. Poopy Pants. So we're together. We are Bossy Pants, Smarty Pants, and Poopy Pants. We are the trio of government wisdom. And we are here to tell you how to run your life. And Chavez's death was such a terrible, terrible thing. We are sobbing in our beds today for Chavez. Oh, great one. Why did you leave us? Okay, that's Mrs. Bossy Pants making an appearance here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm sure I'll get called by Alex about that. What were you doing, man? Sorry. We both sometimes segue into weird characters, weird comedy. That's just the nature of the beast. All right, North Korea vows to cancel the Korean War ceasefire. North Korea says that on March 11th, that's just coming up by my count, what is that, 5 days away, on March 11th, it's going to cancel the Korean War ceasefire agreement that was originally signed in 1953. So, how wonderful will that be with a completely insane tyrant, Kim Jong-un, who has nuclear weapons, all right? And this guy is testing more nukes to miniaturize them, to put them on intercontinental ballistic missiles, ICBMs, so that he can launch them into high altitude, not even orbit, but just high altitude above North America, where he can detonate the nuke, which will, of course, cause a massive EMP blast that will fry the entire power grid. So if there actually is a threat against America, a military threat, I'm not talking about the fictional nonsense war on terror, everything's war on terror. If there's a real threat against America, it's North Korea, all right? If there's a real justification for going in and taking out a crazy nuclear-armed tyrant who is threatening America like never before, this is it. Kim Jong-un, I mean, look, overall, I'm anti-war. Overall, I'm anti-intervention, I should say. But I'm pro-self-defense and I'm pro-national defense. This is a case for national defense. I mean, Kim Jong-un, if he gets those nukes onto those missiles and he launches them over, you know, California or Oregon or Washington and sets those off in high altitude, man, we're going to have an EMP blast wave. Your electronics are fried. Internet's down. All these Facebook addicts are running around the streets like zombies trying to figure, I'm not online. What do I do? Where's Mrs. Bossy Pants? They're going to freak out. And they're going to be hungry in about 6 hours. They're going to try to come after your food. I mean, that's a nightmare scenario. Imagine if all the Facebook trolls actually came out of their parents' basements all at once and flooding the streets with trolls. and who actually have to face people face to face for the first time in their entire history. It would be like, what's that movie, Bruce Willis, Surrogate, right? Remember that? Where they had to come out of there. They were all like, they had robots, the virtual, it wasn't virtual reality, they were actually hardware robots running around the streets. And but you would sit in your simulator control bed at home while your robot, your surrogate, was out there on the streets interacting with people. And the surrogate was always like super cool, you know, model, face, perfect hair, everything. While the people back at home in their beds were all like these giant sloths and, you know, pale, diseased, you know, can hardly muscle atrophy, can't get out of the bed. Well, that's what we become in society today. So many people are not getting even out. And if they have to get out, it's going to look like a zombie apocalypse, even if it's not for real. It's going to look like it, and it's going to be real chaos. So we better shut down Kim Jong-un, is my point, before he gets those nukes flying our direction. All right? Stay with us. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. A lot more straight ahead, and I will get more serious, I promise, when we come back.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
Like an amazing thing, having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're continuing. Thank you for joining us. This is the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. And be sure to check out InfoWars.com for the latest breaking news by Paul Joseph Watson. By the way, website's naturalnews.com if you want to check that out. And I've got a story on Hugo Chavez today and the cancer of socialism. By the way, Aaron Dykes just was talking to me during the break, and he said that when he heard the phrase mental hygiene in our interview with Liz Reitzig, that set off a red flag in his mind because, you know, he researches a lot of the history of control of humans and the Rockefellers and eugenics and everything else. And he said, yeah, that phrase, mental hygiene, is a keyword of the eugenics movement, and that's the name of the Maryland department. It is actually called, what is it, the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. That's the name. When Liz said that, it freaked me out. I thought she misspoke or something, but no, that's the actual name of the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. So by that, they probably mean castrating people of low IQ to fulfill their eugenics little agenda. You know, that's probably the history there. I bet that's part of the history of that department in Maryland. I mean, I can't say for sure. I haven't done that research yet. But I bet that's part of the agenda, and it's eugenics and depopulation. And Aaron Dykes, of course, knows all about that. Racial hygiene, mental hygiene. And also, hey, don't forget the whole history of psychiatry, where a psychiatrist would do things like, if they thought you were mad, they would start pulling organs out of your body. In fact, there was one psychiatrist. In fact, he was the president of the American Psychiatric Association way back. I believe he was. His name was Dr. Henry Cotton. And if you were crazy, he would start pulling your teeth out. And he would actually extract teeth, and then he started extracting, like, nasal tissue from people. I mean, very painful stuff until you were cured. And if you were still mad after having, you know, all your teeth pulled out, then he would just start, you know, yanking more and more tissue until he got to the real disease. You know, that's psychiatry for you right there. I'm not even making that up. That's real. Just search Dr. Henry Cotton, just like it sounds, Cotton. If you don't believe me, search that, and you'll freak out. And then, of course, the entire term hysterectomy, which is, of course, the surgical procedure of removing a woman's reproductive organs, that whole term means hysteriaectomy, means getting out the hysteria. And that surgery was originally pushed as a way to prevent women from being crazy. I'm not making this up. This is true history that is, you got to know. The entire word hysterectomy means take the craziness out of the woman, and that's the history of psychiatry. That's the history of medicine. It's insane. So I'm not surprised to see the Maryland Department of Health and Mental Hygiene being named the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. By the way, if you want some real healthy health support, immune support, we've got clean chlorella now in the InfoWars store. This is the chlorella. This is the stuff that I source, the cleanest in the world. We did the lab test. It's a superfood, about one-half to two-thirds protein loaded with chlorella and trace minerals. Clean chlorella, it's at InfoWarsStore.com, along with our full-spectrum Himalayan salt loaded with healthy trace minerals and our turmeric extract, which is the most potent turmeric extract made from organic turmeric. So help support InfoWars by finding that at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about Chavez. We're finally going to get into that for real this time. I'm not joking around. Not anymore. We're going to get into Chavez's death, but unfortunately not the death of his philosophies. And then we're going to have James Stewart on in the next hour. Other guests joining us, plus Aaron Dykes and David Knight in the third hour. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
trouble. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.